So I did just want to say nuclear power has a carbon footprint that's about twice the size of wind power. It's obviously a huge benefit if the only thing you're thinking about is the carbon footprint. Obviously, nuclear power has a much smaller carbon footprint than natural gas, which is smaller than oil and coal. But my problem with just looking at it that way is that we're not thinking about the waste, and we're not thinking about contaminated water. There is no operating uranium mine in this country today that is not contaminating water. Not one.
But this is
and that's
more,
and you're right, that's
this
the problem
is even
of
more
government.
True of all the other polluting chemical industries.
Right.
In terms of
right.
deaths and health hazards.
Yeah. I don't think that we can look at things only from one perspective, right? We have to think about it all together. We are trying to transition, and we can't turn everything off overnight, right? We're gonna burn a lot more carbon-based fuels before we get it right. But we have to make up for lost time, and we have to really work overtime in order to get ahead and get to that next place. My whole life I've been hearing about the bridge. How many bridges are we gonna build before we actually get to the next thing and actually get to the future? We're really on a natural gas bridge right now, which is why there's so much pressure over fracking. So I hate to hear about how we're gonna have to build yet another bridge after natural gas. No, it's time to go on to renewables. So enforcement and the dysfunctionality of government agencies and regulations is definitely a real problem. I agree with you 100% on that.
I think everybody agrees with that.